This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two of the Saturday night edition. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online every day of the week, almost. We do the show six nights a week, by the way, in case you are just only allowed to listen to our Saturday show by your local station. You can always get us online, of course, at freetalklive.com, where we have the archives. Last 6 days of the show are right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. None of that stuff. You don't have to jump through any hoops. They're right there, freetalklive.com. So go and get them. All right, this is your show. You can call about anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. Man, what you're going to be explaining to us here in moments, why it is that now you've gone from first, you originally thought that George Bush, he was just misled. Mm-hmm. And he honestly believed that there really were weapons of mass destruction. That was your opinion before. Now you've changed your opinion. You really think he lied. We'll talk about that coming up. First, we go to the phones and to John, the homeless man from Arkansas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Well, guys, I'm finally finna do it now.
You're finna do what? Get a job?
No, I still haven't heard back from you yet.
Okay.
But I done found something to take my mind off a lot of depression.
What's going on? Why are you depressed?
No, I said I found something to take my mind off of depression.
So your mind is on depression, and you want to be less depressed.
Oh, I found a way to take it all off now.
Okay.
Tell us.
Now,
what is it?
To all y'all listening, so for Free Talk Live listener,
yeah.
I'm going to start posting all the podcasts I've been doing with this little pocket-sized MP3 voice recorder.
Right. Now, you're the homeless man who actually has his own podcast.
Yes.
Meaning that you record your own little show, basically,
yes,
and you
sir.
Share it with the Internet.
I got some more good news.
Okay.
I have brought me a laptop.
You bought yourself a laptop?
Yes.
Now, wait a minute.
You don't
make this homeless thing very convincing, John. I mean, I don't really get it. A homeless guy with a laptop. Where do you plug it in?
At the library. Well, you don't have a wireless network card.
Yes.
The thing is I just don't get this whole homeless thing, apparently. Have a laptop? If homeless people in America have laptops, I don't want to hear anything more about the war on poverty.
What happened?
No, wait, where did you get the money to buy the laptop from?
Hey, a lot of yard work, my friend. Went to Goodwill office this Tuesday and bid 25 and went all the way to 45 for it. It's a Dell.
Wait, you went to a Goodwill auction?
Yes.
And you paid how much?
$45 on a bid.
I need to get down to these auctions, man. $45 for a laptop. Is it made in like 1997 or something like that?
99 Dell.
Hey, not bad.
Inspiron 7000.
Hey, as long as it works, that sounds like a hell of a deal, man.
Yeah, since I had it, I'd have been able to get some software, do some cuts, and some big stuff.
Right.
And I'm gonna upload some comedy sketches that I've done.
Comedy sketches, man.
Yeah.
You're gonna post all that on our BBS, right, at freetalklive.com?
Well, again, can you give me a 5 second countdown?
Five.
All right.
Four. Three.
I can't believe we're doing this for you.
I don't know why. Two. One.
All right. Here we go. Up in the,
you want a drum roll, too? I've got a drum roll, if you want a drum roll.
Yeah, you can give me a drum roll.
All right, I can do that. Here, drum
roll. 5 second countdown.
All right, you already have your countdown. Do it now, because I'm getting sick of this. What are you going to do?
I hope he doesn't fart.
Just a sample, guys.
Well, I couldn't even hear it.
Talk
to you later, John. We gotta go. 800-259-9231. We even gave you a drum roll.
You got a drum. The drum roll was over whatever it was.
800-259-9231. So anything goes. Political, personal. You can be homeless and call in, and we'll talk to you. tell me why you changed your mind.
First, I'd like to tell you why I theorized that, in fact, the Bush administration was telling the truth. Believed they were telling the truth as far as the weapons of mass destruction.
Right.
Because Hans Blix, remember Hans Blix?
The UN guy.
Yeah, he was the UN weapons inspector that inspected the crap out of Iraq for like 5 years running and, chased around the Iraqi bomb makers or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And Hans Blix offered after the war.
Blix.
After we,
it's Blix.
Whatever it is.
Okay.
I don't care.
Not that I care.
What this UN dork's name is.
Okay.
So Hans Blix offers to us after we, go in the initial crush, It looked like we went in and knocked the Iraqi army flat.
Okay.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Mission accomplished.
Right.
Hans Blix says, hey, I'll go in and look for weapons for you guys.
Right.
Well, this is the point that Bush, if he thought he was, if he knew that he was lying, it would seem to me that the
if Bush knew that Bush
was lying, then he should let Hans go in, and then when Hans doesn't find anything because Bush was lying and he knows he was lying, then he can say, those damn UN people, because Republicans generally dislike the UN, mm-hmm. sort of like libertarians do.
Right.
So he could say, those darn UN people, they screwed it up. They messed it up. Hans Blix couldn't find a needle in a needle stack, or whatever.
Right, so he didn't let Hans Blix in.
Right, he didn't let him in.
And
which
would have
been the perfect opportunity, to me, for a liar to just, whoa, look at this.
To cover his trail. Basically.
To cover his trail.
Right.
So, apparently he's a liar and not very good at getting away with it. But,
Made you change your mind?
Well, essentially, this Judith Miller thing mixed up with the Scooter Libby thing, it's all one big egg that's been cracked open in the last couple of days.
This is the new scandal, right? The new scandal that's making headlines all over the place.
It could be the biggest scandal in American history.
Really?
It really could be. You know, this war was sold to the American people with what solidly looks like just crap.
Just lies.
Just lies.
Yeah.
And
who would ever imagine, Manwich, that the American government politicians would tell lies to people? Boy, what a shocking, shocking concept.
Now, let's think about this for a second. Now, Judith Miller, you remember this gal who went to jail recently.
She went to jail because she wouldn't reveal her sources. She
sounds like a good, upstanding reporter gal, right?
Okay.
Well,
we supported her freedom to not reveal her sources.
And the Bush administration said, go ahead, Judith, you know, report your, go ahead and report what you got to report to these people. Well, think about this for a second. There, you know, from Patrick Fitzgerald today in his press conference, he's the independent prosecutor in charge of this. One of the most dramatic things that came from this was that, basically that he said that Judith Miller could have reported this a year ago, but held out the information. Now, if she would have reported it a year ago in, say, August of 2004, and then the next thing that he said was, and here's his quote, I don't want to miss this, we would have been here in October 2004 instead of October 2005.
Been here doing this prosecution,
right.
Doing this trial.
Doing this press conference.
Revealing the scam.
The scam. Now, what happened in, October 2004 was followed by November 2004. What happened in November 2004?
The election.
Oh, we had an election.
Right.
And George Bush won by just a little margin.
Right.
Now, if this information would have come out, and we could have sort of shown, because now I believe they lied. I believed, up until a couple of days ago, they didn't.
Right.
If they could turn 5% of the American public against, the voting public, I should say, against Bush on that particular issue,
yeah.
We would have had Kerry as president.
So what?
Well, it would have been more of the same.
Yeah.
But do you understand?
John Kerry was basically Bush light.
48% of America thinks that this is very important, though.
Okay. Right.
I mean, you and I, big damn deal. This guy's got better hair and a bigger jaw.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he's taller. Who cares?
Right.
He's just another
jerk. They're both a bunch of thugs. I mean, they're both two scumbags to me.
Yeah.
It would have made one damn
difference.
They
want to use force to enforce their opinion.
And John Kerry, by the way, he wanted to continue the war in Iraq, so it's not like electing Kerry would have done anything different for our freedoms or anything.
No, that's not the point.
Okay.
But the point is,
I want to make sure that's not what people think.
There would have been a 45th president in the United States.
Right.
Absolutely, this would have changed the outcome of the election.
But now he's a lame duck. Now he can
do whatever he wants.
Do what he wants to for the next 3 years.
Yeah. And who cares? He's not going to jail. Scooter Libby's going to jail.
Scooter's going to go to jail.
Now, I've heard from insiders that Scooter Libby's going to jail because he took $30 million as a bribe.
Uh-huh.
He was paid off $30 million to take the fall for
however many people he could.
Well, it was obviously for Cheney and Bush, but I can't remember what is...
Stone?
No, the guy that's called the Brain. I can't
Wolfowitz?
Remember. Wolfowitz?
No.
Wolfowitz
was on
the list.
Names. Yeah. I hate all these political names. Anyway, interesting that you've changed your mind now,
it's
man.
It's a short name.
And you believe that they were indeed lying. 800-259-9231. Your emails, your calls on the way. This is your show. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame, The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Attention drivers, poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents in fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protect a complete fuel system treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new in only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change, so quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, Saturday night edition. It is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got the bulletin board system there with over 62 or 63,000 posts for you to surf around through. We also have almost 1,000 people interacting on our BBS. It's totally free, of course, so get over and get interactive at freetalklive.com. Let's do some email, shall we, Manwich?
Sure, I love it.
The email address is FTL at freetalklive.com. Here's one on, let's see. Oh, somebody who's angry at us.
I like that.
We had a caller a little while back earlier this week named Goose. And, he didn't quite like the way that he was, I guess, received on the show. And so he's a little angry. He says, subject line, laugh out loud. I handed you your butt online, you faggots. F-A-G-I-T-S. Go suck some on another radio station. Lie all you want. Believe what you want. Your children and families will suffer. You want a real battle and not a faggot radio show, one-sided smack fest? Bring me on your show and I'll tell you how your free state ignorant fag project will get shut down like Iraq. Goose. So he's angry at us because we didn't believe in his little New World Order thing. You know, these people that call in and they are convinced that there's some sort of one world conspiracy and all of the world leaders get together at the Bohemian Grove and they sacrifice little animals or something like that. And that we're supposed to believe that there's some sort of grand conspiracy. And of course, when we don't, they get all uppity and they think that we're part of some secret cabal ourselves.
Absolutely.
And then they threaten us.
Well, the thing is that I would challenge I would challenge every conspiracy type person, people that believe this, that in fact the politicians get together, dance around a fire in a grass skirt and talk about how they're going to rule the world. We're the Bilderbergers and we're going to take over. You know, and they rape little boys and
right.
whatever it is that you believe, you know, then they fly, then they get in their jets where they, you know, stream chemtrails out the back and they fly home and, you know, whatever
what
it
else
is
can they think of, you know?
Possibly believe. Just imagine there's somebody out there that believes something crazier.
Mm-hmm.
Like
the aliens, the lizard men are actually who are the politicians.
Yeah,
the politicians are really lizard men.
They basically believe that V, the television show,
yeah,
is in fact real. Which, it's interesting that, you know, that if the lizard people were in control, that they would allow a television show to be produced that
about
showed
that
they
yeah
were in control.
To put people's, you know, put ideas into people's
heads. How dumb is that? Or the who were the people that killed themselves when the comet came by? The Reynards?
It was a rainbow something or other.
Whatever. The people over in California, they killed themselves,
yeah,
all in mass because they wanted to get to the comet.
Right.
There's somebody out there crazier than you who expects you to believe this horse crap.
Right.
I'm not believing your horse crap. Sorry. That's it.
Let's go to the phones to Jay in Indiana. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, sir. What's up?
You know, I've never listened to this show, and I really can't believe that a radio station gave you guys a forum to talk. I think you guys are idiots.
Okay, yeah? Well, why is that?
Now you got to tell us why.
Okay, well, I've been listening for about a half hour now, and every caller, starting with a, sounded like a 150-year-old woman that called earlier, talking about Sandy Berger.
Uh-huh.
And you guys have no idea who he is. Then we go on to...
Hold on, I told you who Sandy Berger was.
I didn't know who he was.
Right, okay, so, I can't tell you guys apart, I've never listened to this thing.
That's okay.
So then we go to the next one, which was, you guys can't even figure out, you know, the whole media this week has been dominated by talk of the CIA leak. No one can recollect
Carl Rove is, right. Now,
okay,
look, the thing is, you might be a regular talk show listener. We are not a regular talk show. We do not do the Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, name-dropping every 5 minutes.
Yeah, talking about
minutes.
Politicians make me want to blow my brains out.
I mean, these people are the liars that are taking your freedom away. I'm not going to spend a lot of time.
I really can't tell the difference. I can't tell the difference between one liar and another. They just all seem like thugs and violent, dangerous people to me.
Well,
so it's not really our job to know all these people's names, as opposed to Rush Limbaugh, who's out there, you know, pumping them up,
yeah,
or tearing them down,
pimp,
depending on which side they are.
All right, I tell you what, since you've cast these folks all as liars, can you guys just give me three quick examples of how they've lied, and then I'll hang up and wait for your response. Just give me three different instances.
Are you talking about the war in Iraq, or are you talking about in general?
Well, if I can respond, then we can go forward. You know, the war in Iraq, anything that the Bush administration has done. And
okay,
I'm not a pushbacker by any means.
Weapons of nuclear weapons and yellow cake.
Okay.
They're lying.
That's
Do you have
it.
Anything to say to that, Jay?
Well, I tell you what, I'm not a Bush backer, but I'll tell you one thing that I think is true is that this administration tells you exactly what they believe, most of which I disagree with.
Okay. I believed that up until 2 days ago, too. I believe that they were straight above the board. But it's really looking like, with the Scooter Libby thing, that not so much.
Well, but I tell you what, I mean, he may have been less than honest with this grand jury, but the fact of the matter is the grand jury was investigating the release of a covert operative's name, which actually never, there was no illegality proven with
regard
to
there's precisely an illegality in releasing a CIA agent's name.
But that's exactly what the prosecutor could not prove.
He couldn't get a grand jury to say it, and I find that a little bit of BS. But, I mean, I think that you're going to find, unless Scooter Libby was in fact given $30 million to take this fall, you're going to find that, yeah, man, there's a lot of proof in here that they had the Iraqi commission. What do they call it? The WIG.
And, you know, you and I probably agree on a lot of things, Jay, as far as, I mean, if you're not a Bush backer, well, we're not backers of any of the administrations because we think they just get us into trouble. I mean, they take the military around the world and they get us into violent conflicts, which just ends up with dead American boys and girls and just a bad world situation, whereas we think we should just follow the Constitution and keep our military here at home. How do you feel about that?
Well, I tell you what, I actually would disagree with you on that point. I'm not a big fan of the Iraq War. I mean,
yeah.
I think it was very poorly planned.
How about Vietnam?
Executed. Well, I tell you what, I mean, I wasn't alive for that, so I'd be speaking from the history book.
Well, in retrospect, you can certainly have an opinion on it, I would think.
Sure. With regards to the current conflict, though, I would argue that our enemy is out there, and I would hate to see the devastation that they could wreak on America at home.
You scared, Jay. Yeah, okay, there's enemies out there, but why are there enemies out there? Because we've been meddling around in other countries' businesses for decades. Our military has been around causing trouble around the world for a long time. That's why we have enemies. Wouldn't you agree?
I wouldn't disagree with you there. I mean, our policies and our actions throughout the world have probably given folks a multitude of reasons to disagree with
us. Well, Jay, maybe we're not quite all idiots after all. Give us a call again sometime, man. Good call. 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. I mean, gosh, man, we just want people to be free to live their lives how they want to.
Yeah.
We think that you should be... We're libertarians. We think that you should be free to do whatever you want. Just don't hurt somebody else in the process. Now, the problem is, the politicians, they don't agree with that mindset. They hurt people. Whenever you're being taxed, you're being hurt because you don't have the freedom to say no to those taxes, for the most part. If you say no to paying your property taxes, for instance, eventually, men with guns are going to come knocking at your door and demanding the money, or else they're going to drag you to jail. And that's not very nice. I didn't sign on for that deal. I never consented to those taxes. You just want to come and point weapons at me and take money from me? It's the lowest of the lows. 800-259-9231, you take control of the show. Free Talk Live.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. Or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Saturday night show. You can, of course, join us on the phones at 1-800-259-9231. You can email the show. But this is a show about your calls. So when you call in, those are obviously our preference. And we don't guarantee your emails will get read on the air, but you can certainly shoot them over to us, ftl@freetalklive.com. And you can join us online, and you can grab up the updates whenever there's something fresh to announce about the program. It'll be right in your email box. In fact, I'll be sending one at some point this weekend when we add our brand new Shriner, the Shrine of Female Listeners. We have a new entry to that. That's coming up, and updates people find out first. So go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list. Of course, it's totally free. Updates.freetalklive.com. We go to the phones, to the fun, to Keith in Tennessee. Keith, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
All right. I'd like to complain about Manwich.
I'd like to complain about Manwich, too, while we're at it.
But first, I would like to say that I just posted to your bulletin board system, on your website.
Yes.
I posted a list of, because I was trying to think of where, like, cool places to buy, like, pro-freedom clothing.
Okay.
And so I put down, like, all the places that I think, but hopefully your listeners can add some more, because I'm looking for some more pro-freedom political clothing and such.
Cool.
But about Manwich, he's very hypocritical, I would like to say, because he used to be a punk, and I've seen pictures of him online and such. Where
this is true.
Punk. He wore shirts that say anarchy and what.
He had a mohawk when he was in the 80s in high school.
Exactly. I mean, what the hell? I mean, I'm a punk myself, and it's really annoying when Manwich, every time he disagrees with anybody on anything, he just goes out and calls them a punk.
Yeah.
Well, there's three definitions of the term punk. There's a punk as a kid who has a mohawk.
Right.
There's a punk
and listens to punk music.
Who's a, you know, probably, basically a brat. A child who has a big mouth and gets in trouble. And there's a, you know, homosexual prison prostitute.
Keith?
I've never heard of that definition. I'm sorry.
What, the prison prostitute one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't trickle down too much to the Caucasian.
There's
folks,
a fourth definition, but I don't think it applies. The fourth definition, of course, is the little thing that you light fireworks with.
Well, there's batting too for cannons.
So you're just kind of objecting to Manwich using that term because you think it's kind of deprecating towards punk music listeners?
I mean, to call us, because basically he calls it like when he's talking to a fascist or someone they think
right.
is a complete idiot.
So you think he should be more, I guess, accurate? If he means fascist, he should say fascist. If he means idiot, he should say idiot.
Yeah, I think it's offensive to punks. I think it is offensive to Manwich. Manwich should stop saying that he used to be a punk if he's just going to go around making fun of punks.
Well, he's cleaned up his image over the years. I don't think. Do you still listen to any of your old punk music?
Yeah, you know, I've tried to listen to it, and I really don't like it.
Right. You've outgrown it.
There's some dead. There's I did copy Holiday in Cambodia onto my MP3 thing, which from the Dead Kennedys.
I totally don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, thank you very much.
Keith, thanks, dude. All right, 800-259-9231 to Paul in Indiana. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live listening on WXNT in Indianapolis. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind?
Hey, the caller before asked a question about where Bush had lied, and I'm not calling in to defend the Bush administration necessarily.
Okay.
But one of the answers was weapons of mass destruction.
Absolutely.
Well, and I wanted to point out that it wasn't President Bush and his administration who started the talk of weapons of mass destruction that Saddam Hussein had. was the Clinton administration. It was Bill Clinton, it was Al Gore, it was his advisors, and it was all through his administration in the latter years of the administration.
Sure, Clinton was, I would say Clinton wasn't quite as violent as Bush, but he was certainly pretty terrible to the Iraqis. He continued the embargo.
He dropped bombs on them.
Yeah, dropped plenty of bombs himself.
Well, and, you know, the thing is that the world does run on oil, and we, for some reason, have limited ourselves to not developing our capacity for oil here in the United States. That the main reason is in
Greenies.
Pressure from the environmental groups.
Right.
But
yes.
I think that the problem is that we're dependent on other folks. And
yeah, that is
British and us, since the British and us basically had built the oil infrastructure in Iraq and Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, and so on and so forth.
This
problem's been going on for a long time, and it creates more problems. But then it evolves to somebody like Saddam Hussein, who wants to be the big gangster on the block in the Arab world,
right,
and then lead the other Arabs to do.
You know, it's typical of politicians, Paul, to create a problem. They create a program that's supposed to solve a problem, when in fact that program then goes and creates more problems.
And then they
claim, oh, we've got more problems now, we need another program. And so then they create another government program, and government gets bigger and more intrusive as a result.
I don't disagree. I agree with all of that.
Right.
I agree with all of that. But I think that it's interesting because we live at the time when there's been the growth of big government in the United States, and that growth of big government has come over the past century, but I would offer also particularly since the end of World War II.
I would agree, absolutely.
Well,
that's when the Department of Education was created, that sort of thing.
Sure, and then with that, I think it's good for us to think about. We had a tax on income, which provides a ready stream of revenue continually to the government.
Yeah.
That started in 1913, but the withholding from employees' checks by their employer sending of that revenue to the government on a monthly basis started as emergency measure in World War II to fund the war effort, which wasn't rescinded after the World War II ended, but it was expanded to a graduated base.
And
with that, we've had the growth of big government, and I would say, probably as you think, the politicians that we have, we see it often enough that they do not act as though they're beholden to us as constituents. And the reason being is because they have a money spigot in the on position to Washington. And that spigot is on 24/7, and they can run their government without our opinion.
You're absolutely right about that. They don't even need the taxes. They can just print more money if they want to.
Well, and see, that's another thing. You're hitting all of my key, some of my key points.
Then you'll have to listen to us again sometime.
Let me throw out. Can I mention one website, and I've got nothing to do with it, because it tells the history of money and banking in the Western world.
It's not a long website, is it?
TheMoneyMasters.com.
All one word,
TheMoneyMasters.com. Check it out, because it'll take you on a money and banking history from the time of the Roman Empire up till now.
Are you familiar with the Liberty Dollar?
I am somewhat familiar with those things that replace the Federal Reserve note, although specifically I can't say I'm familiar with the Liberty Dollar, no.
It apparently is the largest of these companies that issues its own monetary-backed...
It's a private currency.
Metal-backed currency.
Is that Bernard von Nothaus?
Yeah,
that's exactly
who that is. You can get more information about that at dollar.freetalklive.com. So there's my website, Paul. Call us again sometime, Paul. Great call, dude.
Hey, well, I appreciate your show. And let me ask you, support the fair tax or some alternative to where the American citizen...
I can't support any taxes. Oh, my gosh,
well,
I can't
Paul,
at all.
Paul,
well, if we keep 100% of your earnings is the first goal, and then the second goal right after that is get rid of the IRS.
Here's my problem with it, Paul. Here's my difficulty with it. In 1913, they passed they managed to get the income tax passed by telling the American people, hey, let's tax the richest 5% and we'll make so much money. And that's how they passed it through. Do you really think the politicians are going to get rid of the IRS and that valuable infrastructure that they built?
I agree with your thinking, and I follow your thinking, and I think your reasoning is justified. However, I will say this, that we had an income tax at the time of the Civil War that was rescinded in the early 1870s by Congress.
Yeah, but that's back when we had a little more principle as well.
Well,
all those principles are gone.
Well, no, and I follow that reasoning too, but we need, you and I, and the rest of the listeners, and the rest of the people in this nation, need to have that principle. This is not a nation of
government. I think we should all just stop paying taxes. I think that's what we should do. I think we should just stop paying taxes and have real principles. Thanks for the call, man. Call us again sometime. 800-259-9231. The phones are loaded. We'll be able to slip you in here, though, if you make the call. 800-259-9231. Taxes, big government, out of control stuff. Your show, Free Talk Live.
Did you know there is an easy and inexpensive way for you to look and feel better in less than 30 days? You can lose excess weight, have more energy, sleep better, and be mentally on top of your game without even trying. This is not about vitamins or the latest nutritional wonder product. We've all had enough of those. I'm talking about God's pure whole foods. When you consume them, you look and feel better automatically. And thanks to URI International, you don't have to endure tasteless food or the expense and hassle of juicing. Using biblical farming standards and 21st century technology, URI grows, harvests, and prepares God's whole foods in pure powder form to protect and lock in their nutrients. URI ships this powder from the farm right to your doorstep, so you can conveniently consume it either in delicious drinks or veggie caps. Don't wait any longer to look and feel your best. Click the bright orange and white URI banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Your calls are primary. You make them 800-259-9231, and we put you on the air. Call screening process here, Manwich, is so simple.
It is very simple.
What do they do?
Well, all they have to do is call in, tell us where they're calling from, what they're calling about. What's
that's
the other
about
two?
It. Their name. Their
you,
name.
You gotta tell your name.
How
yeah?
you're listening.
And that's how you're listening.
Thing.
That's it. That's four
it.
Things.
It's so simple. You can get on the air. 1-800-259-9231 about anything. So we go to the phones and to the fun. Of course, you can join us, by the way, at freetalklive.com. Don't forget about our live streams that we have there. Broadband version, dial-up version. The new dial-up version is totally uninterrupted. And, of course, the broadband version is as well. So go get them. freetalklive.com. To the phones. To Webster in Indiana. Webster, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Well,
good.
It's evening here, but good afternoon to you if it's still afternoon in Indiana.
It is evening, but that's past noon, so...
That's okay. I live in a time warp, too, Webster. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm an old libertarian, working language there being old.
Excellent.
I joined the party in 1980.
You're seasoned.
Oh, yes. well-seasoned, been a candidate many times. I had the honor of being the very first Libertarian candidate for mayor of Indianapolis.
Excellent. Neat.
And before that, from 1960 on, I was a conservative.
Right. Well, that's what I started out as, too.
Pardon?
That's what I started out as, too, conservative. But I felt like, Republicans, not so conservative anymore.
Well, I was a 1964 Goldwater conservative.
Mm-hmm.
And the Republicans lost me when they walked out of the San Francisco convention.
How's that? Oh, they walked out of the convention?
I don't know
this part of conservative history.
Yeah, we weren't around.
Okay.
Educate us.
1964, the Republican convention was held in San Francisco.
Okay.
Barry Goldwater made his acceptance speech, and Nelson Rockefeller and the East Coast Republicans got up and walked out.
Wow.
But the Republican Party left Barry Goldwater dangling in the breeze, and...
They lost.
And they lost.
And that's because they walked out because they didn't want his kind of small government...
Exactly.
Ways.
Now, you're going to see a split in the Republican Party here. I believe it's right on the verge, again, that the what we could still call the conservative Republicans or the
real conservatives,
the Goldwater Republicans,
okay.
And
right.
You're going to see the Jerry Falwell Republicans. You're going to see a split here because this Myers thing is really made for a mess.
The Myers thing is working out if George Bush can learn his lesson. I don't know that he can because there's a difference between neocons and conservatives.
Oh, yeah.
A
big difference. How far they want to put their hand in your wallet.
Well, one of them seems to believe in the Constitution to some extent, and the neocons don't even seem to understand what the Constitution is.
Exactly. Exactly.
Anything else on your mind, Webster?
Pardon?
Anything else on your mind tonight, sir?
I just wanted to say hello and how happy I am to hear a libertarian radio program.
Well, we're glad we're out there. It's an honor to be on WXNT in Indianapolis, and thank you for listening. Call us again sometime, all right?
I sure will.
Thanks, Webster. 800-259-9231-2. Frank in Brooklyn. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Good evening. How are you this evening, gentlemen?
Excellent.
Doing good.
Good. I was listening to the caller talking about, Scooter Libby, and I just wanted to clarify several points that actually are very strong against him. Number one... Libby signed a non-disclosure agreement with the government when he became part of the administration.
Okay.
He also has numerous top-secret security clearances, which bind him to not releasing any classified information to individuals that don't have a comparable security-level clearance. And number two, we know that
reporters.
Right. And we also know that he was part of the Iraq Working Group.
The WIG.
It was actually orchestrating the policy and subverting the intelligence, or directing the intelligence. I think they called it managing the intelligence.
Okay.
So right there, you have almost an ironclad case against him. But he does deserve his day in court. However,
yeah. He'll probably get his day in court, unlike Jose Padilla.
That's
and
correct.
Those other people.
But he'll probably get a pardon like Bush... like Bush's father did to his Iran-Contra gate.
That's a great point. If they can drag it out to the for about 3 years, then he'll do just like everyone else does. Is right at the end, they walk out the door and they sign a bunch of pardons and off it. And the Democrats don't care. They
laugh
just want
on the way to the bank.
They just want to cash in.
I don't think either party really cares. What I wanted to say though, the point that you raised about the CIA, I thought was very apropos. Looking back from 1947 when the National Security Act came into existence and the CIA was created, if we look critically at the interventions from 1947 on, and that would include Italy in the 40s, the late 40s.
CIA interventions, you mean? CIA
correct, around the world.
Right.
We would say that Vietnam was definitely one. The point that hurts me and that I remember correctly... 9 years after we left Vietnam, in 1984, the CIA released documents stating that the Maddox was never hit. There never was a Gulf of Tonkin incident.
That's correct.
It actually got us in.
That was all manufactured.
All manufactured. So maybe the CIA's success is getting us into wars on fictitious grounds.
That is true. The government is good at one thing, and that
correct.
Is getting into conflict, causing destruction, and killing people. No doubt about it. Great call, Frank.
That's antithetical to George Washington's farewell address, if I may quote a brief passage.
Yes, absolutely.
Why quit her own to stand upon a foreign soil? And I'll leave you with that thought.
Great call. Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. George Washington was famous for saying that we need to just keep to ourselves. Open the borders, let trade come through, but don't mess with other people's countries. I'm paraphrasing. The way he put it was much more elegant, but I don't have it in front of me. 800-259-9231. Your calls. We'll try to slip them in here next. This is your show, Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Draft Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today. With the rising gasoline prices, war, and inflation on the horizon, you should be concerned about the purchasing power of your money. Since 1960, the U.S. dollar's lost 96% of its purchasing power. What can you do to protect your hard-earned money? Genesis Radio is proud to bring you the solution, the Silver Liberty Dollar. It's different from the U.S. dollar. It's 100% inflation-proof because it's 100% backed by real silver. It's already the second most popular currency in the U.S., with 100,000 people using it to protect their purchasing power. G. Edward Griffin, the author of The Creature from Jekyll Island, endorses and urges all Americans to get silver Liberty dollars and beat inflation today. Don't stand by and watch your hard-earned money lose value. Retain the purchasing power of your money by putting it into the moral, legal, and constitutional currency, the silver Liberty dollar. Visit www.libertydollar.org. That's www.libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-639-3655.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Only moments remain on this, the Saturday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of stuff on the website. The bulletin board system, the Shrine of Female Listeners live streaming archives, and much more for free, of course. That's the way it's been since we started the show almost 3 years ago, and it will continue to be that way. But if you want to support us on a voluntary basis, we've created a little program we like to call AMP. What does it stand for, Manwich?
Advertise, market, and promote.
Meaning, what?
The people that join the AMP program help us to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live.
They'll become Free Talk Live amplifiers for $3 a month. And over 100 people have already signed on to the program since we started it a few months back. And they're already helping us out, buying more advertising for the show. And when we buy ads for the show, it helps us get on more radio stations because we're buying industry advertisements.
Mm-hmm.
So recently we added WXNT there in Indianapolis. Well, that's partly because of the people that are amplifying the show at amp.freetalklive.com. All we're asking for is $3 a month. If you don't have it, don't worry about it. Keep taking everything for free at freetalklive.com. As an added bonus, though, to sweeten the pot a little bit, I mean, beyond just helping us spread the message of freedom and liberty, which should be rewarding enough, we're actually going to reduce our commercial time. Yeah, that's right. When we reach 50% of our goal, we'll cut back 2 minutes an hour. We'll cut 2 minutes an hour out of the show of commercials and do more show in its place. When we reach 100% of our goal, we'll cut another 2 minutes out per hour.
Yeah.
That's a whole 25% reduction in commercial time. That's good for you, the listener. It's good for our stations because they get more competitive with the other stations as well. And
freedom is not going to get spread unless people hear about it.
Exactly.
And they're not hearing about it anyplace else. The message of liberty is not coming from any other radio shows out there.
So go get the details at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, to Cliff in Colorado. Cliff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mantwich. Hello.
Hey, great show, great show.
Thanks,
Thank
Cliff.
You.
What's up?
I'll try and be quick. You had a read from an email that said he was a New World Order type person. You said that you get all these threatening emails from those types?
Well, it's not necessarily threatening. They just get angry and very verbal, and they use a lot of curse words whenever we don't agree with
them. I've never been threatened with anything but getting beaten up.
No, I don't listen all the time. I have called before, and I love your show. I thought you and Alex Jones had a pretty good relationship. Is that
we
not
do.
True?
I don't know. I don't know Alex Jones. I have nothing against him. I think he's working towards freedom. It's just that his approach is a little bit different from ours. He kind of plugs all these conspiracy theories, and we think that they're totally irrelevant.
Well, they may be. I'm a libertarian, so I'm on your side.
Okay.
But one thing is one website you can go to is pokerface.com. They have great quotes from dignitaries.
That's a band, isn't it?
What's that?
Isn't that a band?
It is. They play nothing but freedom, constitutional.
I think they actually played at the Free State Project. They had the Pork Fest earlier.
I believe they did.
Yeah. And by the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free at 888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. So,
and I am sitting on the side on that waiting to see what happens. I
Oh, you're a fence sitter.
Well, I am.
Well, go ahead and sign up.
What I wanted to say is on that website, pokerface.com, they have quotes from dignitaries, military men, presidential men, congressmen, and they all talk about a new world order and globalization. So I don't know if it's really
digging deep in the barrel. Well, this is true. It is a phrase that has been used publicly, but really, does it really matter if they have secret plans and they have black cloak meetings and evil ceremonies that they perform? It doesn't matter. What matters is reducing the size of government.
Seriously, I take Henry Kissinger and his evil and his ilk seriously. When he makes,
we're out of time, Cliff. Thanks for the call, man. The point, the most important thing about all these conspiracy theories is they're irrelevant. Let's just reduce the size of government, then they won't matter.
And, you know, from what I can tell about the New World Order and what the politicians have said, basically they say, they mean America is going to take over the world and we'll do it by any means necessary.
We're going to be back Monday night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Join us then and join us online, freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Berkey.